Okay, so listeners sent us a whole bunch of articles about this Internet Archive thing, right? About how it got hacked. And like at first you see that and you think, okay, so people can't waste time on old GeoCities pages for a bit, whatever.
Yeah.
But then you look closer
It
and
really makes you wonder, like, is anything on the internet ever really permanent?
yeah. And it makes you think about how we all know the Wayback Machine, where
Yeah.
like everyone's used that at some point. Most people, I'd say, probably don't realize how much stuff is actually in the Internet Archive.
Not just websites either.
Right, it's not just like old websites, it's books, it's music, software. I think one of these articles said something like 150 billion web pages alone.
Just an unbelievable amount of data.
150 billion. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the fact that it's all, kept up by this nonprofit organization,
Makes it even more impressive.
it really does, but also kind of scary when you think about their security or maybe lack of.
Yeah, and that's what's really crazy about this whole thing. Three breaches in like a
It's
month.
a lot. Three strikes, you think they'd,
You'd think they'd know something was up.
for sure.
The first one, this was back on October 9th. It sounds like they got hit with like a 1-2 punch. First, a data breach. Hackers got source code, user data, that kind of thing. And then
They got DDoSed.
DDoSed, yeah, by a group calling themselves SN Black Meta, which honestly, kind of a cool name for a hacker group.
If you're into that sort of thing.
True, true. But yeah, they basically took the whole archive offline.
The whole thing was inaccessible for a while, at least.
Wild. So that was bad enough. But then mid-October, they get hit again. This time, was it through like their customer support platform or something?
Their Zendesk, yeah. Pretty common customer service software.
So not even some super secret backdoor or anything.
Seems not, no. Looks like the hackers just exploited, some known vulnerabilities in Zendesk's system.
And got access to.
Potentially some sensitive user data. We don't know the full extent of it yet.
Okay, so not great. But then, the ThurvRD time. This is where it seems like they just, I don't know, left the metaphorical door wide open.
Yep. This is where the access tokens thing comes in.
Access tokens.
Basically, think of them like digital keys, right? They give you access to different parts of the system, different data. And these keys, these access tokens, they're supposed to be changed all the time, just like you'd change your locks if you lost your house key. Basic security stuff.
But do them. Doesn't look like it.
So the hackers were able to basically use the same keys over and over to get back into their system through Zendesk.
So, basic cyber hygiene, something like I any company worth their salt is doing, leads to the downfall of, I mean, one of the internet's most important resources, basically.
That's what it's looking like,
It's
yeah.
crazy. Which makes you wonder why even target the Internet Archive in the first place? Like, it's not like they're rolling in money or anything. What's the motivation?
That's what's so interesting about this case. It might not be about money at all.
No.
It could be about something else entirely. Bragging rights.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, street cred, basically. The Internet Archive, it's a huge target. Taking them down, even for a little bit, that's a big deal in the cybercrime world.
So it's like a badge of honor for these guys, basically,
Pretty much.
which is unsettling to say the least. But okay, if it's not about the money, then what does this mean in the long run?
That's the big question, isn't it? Because of a place like the Internet Archive, with how symbolic it is, if they're vulnerable, then what does that say about everyone else, about other organizations, about our own data?
That's a scary thought. And it makes you think, beyond all the technical stuff, the access tokens, the data breaches, what's really at stake here? What happens if the Internet Archive, this digital library of Alexandria, what if we lose that?
And that's exactly what we'll get into next, because this isn't just about some faceless organization. This is about like losing pieces of ourselves, pieces of our collective past.
It's easy to think like, oh, it's just some old websites. Who cares?
Yeah.
But you just said something, this idea of losing pieces of ourselves,
Yeah.
that hits different, you know, than like some credit card numbers getting stolen.
Yeah, it's the difference between history in a textbook.
Yeah.
And like your own personal history, all those embarrassing things you did online, that's all in the Internet Archive.
Right. Like old blogs, your first website.
Exactly. And that stuff, it might be gone from the actual internet, but it's still there in the archive.
Like if someone was going to demolish your childhood home, you haven't lived there in years, but still.
Right. It matters. And it goes beyond just like personal stuff too. Think about all the academic research, cultural archives.
Yeah, for
I was
sure.
reading about this researcher who was studying early internet communities, right? And they needed access to these old forums, message boards, things like that, all gone from the live web.
Gone, yeah.
But they were able to find them on the Wayback Machine, and it was like crucial to their research. Without the archive, that whole part of internet history would be gone.
So we're talking about more than just preserving things. It's about access, too.
That's exactly.
Having this record of how we connect with each other, how ideas spread online, makes you wonder, though, how much has already been lost. Because, I mean, even with the best intentions, no archive is perfect.
And with 3 security breaches?
Yeah. Who knows what's gone?
That's the scary part. We might never know what was taken or even how it might be used. It's not always about, like, stealing data and using it right away. Sometimes it's about subtle manipulation or information being sold or even just held hostage.
And I might not find out for years.
Exactly.
It's unnerving, to say the least. And honestly, it makes you kind of question the whole idea of a secure internet.
Yeah.
You know, if a place like the Internet Archive can't keep things safe, who can?
It's a valid concern, for sure. And you know what I thought was interesting? The public's reaction to all of this.
Yeah.
You had the jokes, obviously, people making light of it all.
Because it's the internet, gotta have memes.
Right, but there was also this huge outpouring of support for the archive.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, honestly. Not that they don't deserve the support, but it's easy to be cynical these days. I figure people would just shrug and move on to the next outrage.
And yet, the I Stand With The Internet Archive hashtag was trending for like a week. People donating money, offering their tech skills to help them recover. It shows you that people really get it. You know, this wasn't just about one organization getting hacked. It was about something bigger.
Right. Like, yeah. We're talking about safeguarding a shared history, even if it's a digital one. It's like the internet is becoming our collective memory or something. And if we lose parts of that, we lose parts of ourselves.
Exactly. And it brings up some big questions, like who decides what gets saved and what gets forgotten?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
How do you balance individual privacy with this idea of preserving history? These aren't easy questions to answer.
No, they're not. And honestly, as nice as all the support is, we can't rely on, like, good vibes and trending hashtags to protect the internet, right?
Right.
So what do we do? What are the actual concrete steps we can take to make sure this doesn't happen again?
That is the million-dollar question. And the good news is there are a lot of smart people working on it.
So we've talked about how fragile this all is, right? Our digital history.
Yeah.
And about why someone would even want to hack the Internet Archive in the first place.
Yeah.
And, like, what people are doing to try to help. But it all feels kind of unresolved. Like, we're at this point where the internet's past, present, future, it's all kind of crashing together.
Yeah.
What are the experts saying about how we move forward?
Well, the big one, obviously, is cybersecurity. The Internet Archive, they really dropped the ball here. And it shows that anyone with important data, they need to step up their game. Big time.
We're talking more than just remembering to, like, change your passwords every few months.
Way more. It's like, we need a totally new mindset when it comes to security. Being proactive instead of reactive, like multi-factor authentication, that should be standard everywhere. Intrusion detection systems that actually work. Regular security audits, that needs to be the bare minimum.
And not just for, like, the Googles of the world, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking universities, libraries.
Anyone who's keeping data that matters, absolutely.
Makes sense. Which brings us to, I think, another big thing here, money. Keeping these digital archives safe, making sure they're still going to be there in 10, 20 years, that takes cash.
Yep.
The Internet Archive, they rely on donations.
Right.
A lot of them do, yeah. And it's great that people stepped up after these attacks, donating, but it shouldn't take something like this happening to make people pay attention.
No, it shouldn't.
It's like, we have no problem funding museums, libraries, right?
Yeah.
Physical places where we keep things safe. But when it comes to the digital world, it's like, we haven't quite caught up yet.
It's true. And it goes beyond just money, too. There are legal questions here. Who actually owns our digital history? Who gets to decide what gets saved, what gets deleted?
Whoa, yeah. That's getting deep.
Right. And these aren't easy questions.
Not at all. And honestly, while those are big questions for, like, experts and lawmakers to figure out, it also feels like we all have some responsibility here, right? As individuals, like, we can't just rely on someone else to keep our digital lives safe.
I agree. Backing up your data, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Like, actually backing things up.
Being careful what you share online, even thinking about, like, documenting your own digital life offline, in a way. Think of it like digital housekeeping.
I like it. So after all this, I think it's safe to say the Internet Archive getting hacked, it wasn't just so